Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be partly cloudy this morning, but turning more overcast as the afternoon goes along. Maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm, a high of about 89 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's cloudy and 74. 65 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 75. And in Racine, we're cloudy also, 75 degrees. A move to reconsider an August 3rd Racine Common Council vote denying the rezoning for a proposed CVS pharmacy on the city's west side failed with a 7-7 tie vote of the council last night, and Mayor John Dickert casting the deciding no vote. The last time, Alderman Terry McCarthy was excused, and the 2nd District seat was still vacant, with Alderman Jim Kaplan going home last night because he was reportedly not feeling well. Alderman Mike Shields, in supporting a committee of the whole referral, complained the issue should have been handled at the start of the meeting when they were at full strength.
When this item came up before us earlier, if any action should have been taken or the president wanted to have a motion when we had a full staff here, I think he should have made that motion then. It does appear that we're playing games with this, and I think that if that's the case, we should call Alderman Kaplan back at home and ask him to come back in if we're going to take a vote tonight, but it won't hurt waiting.
Council President Dennis Weiser, who called for the vote to be taken, schedules committee of the whole items per aldermanic request, suggested voting to have a meeting about scheduling the CVS reconsideration didn't make any sense. Soon-to-be retiring city attorney Rob Weber indicated the vote was fairly straightforward.
If the motion to rescind that Alderman Weiser has made passes, then the matter is done, closed. If the motion succeeds, it's not an approval of the zoning amendment. It merely brings us back to where we started. I don't know if I can make it any clearer than that.
Still in the midst of confusion about procedure and following an electronic vote of 10-4 against reconsideration, Alderman Shields, Jones, and Perez changed their votes in support, leaving the 7-7 tie, which the mayor then broke with his no decision. Officials for CVS were at the meeting but offered no reaction to what may indeed be a final decision. It's apparently not out of the realm of possibilities that a Democratic presidential primary debate could be held in Kenosha. Kenosha County Board last night approving a resolution calling on the Democratic National Committee to hold that debate, already scheduled for Wisconsin in Kenosha, noting that PBS, which would broadcast it, is looking at Carthage College as a potential venue. Supervisor Terry Rose noting UW Parkside would also be a suitable site.
Kenosha, I believe, is an important area for the state, a growing area, and a good model for this type of presidential primary debate, and we're asking you to support this resolution.
Rose adding that he would have also included an invite for the GOP debate, but that site had already been determined. From Madison comes the claim by legislative Democrats that a new report highlights the damage done to public education by expanding the private school voucher program.
A memo from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says spending on voucher schools under Governor Scott Walker will top $1.1 billion by 2017. Senate Democratic leader Jennifer Schilling says it means there are fewer resources for public schools.
Our public school aid has been cut by almost $400 million to subsidize the voucher school program and statewide expansion.
Republicans contend they increased aid for public schools in the current budget by almost $200 million. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Kenosha Unified School District is going to continue to look into whether student-athletes should get physical education credit for participating by creating a committee to explore the option. District is looking for members of the public who may want to serve on that panel. Any district resident who wants to do that should submit a letter of interest to Kenosha Unified by no later than Friday, September the 18th. The first meeting of the committee is scheduled for September 30th. Work has already started on building a new Caddy Vista School for the Racine Unified School District. This Friday, September the 4th, former students and staff of the original school will get a chance to say goodbye before it's demolished. Caddy Vista was originally constructed in 1956, became part of Racine Unified in 61, housing kindergarten through the sixth grades. It finally closed in May of 1998. Brian Arnold, Director of Buildings and Grounds, is going to give tours of the school from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday evening, but for safety reasons, those tours will be kept just to the hallways and outside of the building. After the demolition, bricks from Caddy Vista will be available for anybody who requests one. The joint city-county partnership that has revitalized Racine's lakefront over the past couple of years is going to be celebrated this afternoon with a special event recognizing upgrades to Pershing Park Drive, the South Breakwater, boat ramp reconstruction, and small boat basin dredging. 4 p.m. gathering to include local, state, and national officials. Mayor John Dickert in a news release says great partnerships allow the efforts to rebuild the lakefront, and EPA 5 Region 5 Administrator will also be on hand for that gathering. Love it or hate it, a proposal in Racine to create an annual sidewalk maintenance fee versus the current assessment method will be going to a third Common Council Committee of the Whole meeting to get more answers on several outstanding questions of the alderman. Jeff Coe said even some of his constituents without sidewalks are supporting this idea.
Only two things I would ask, and one thing it would be in its own line item for just that, and any kind of fee raises on this go to the cost of whatever the cost of inflation is, versus us coming up and just jamming some new fee in there.
Alderman Ray DeHaan said every constituent phone call for him was against.
They go back to the recycling cart, and I said, well, do you understand why we did that? I said it saved three driver positions, which when winter comes, we would have been really in a tough strait. But I guess their big concern is that it eventually is going to go up, and it's just another tax. And they're not happy about it, and I can see the logic for it. I really personally don't have a problem with it.
The next discussion about a sidewalk fee may occur in a couple of weeks. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen hoping it can be incorporated into the 2016 budget planning process. A bill that would exempt somebody who breaks a window to save a person or a pet locked inside of a hot vehicle from civil liability got a hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Kenosha Alderman Rocco LaMacchia spearheading that push for the legislation by introducing a resolution adopted by the city council, said a doctor told him once, it's an ugly death.
It's a terrible death, and you have a child who's in a car seat. Chances are they're bundled up a little bit. A dog with a lot of fur. An elderly person who might have a shawl because they were chilly with the air condition. It's a slow, painful death.
The legislation would require a call to 911 before someone could break a vehicle window to rescue a person or animal inside. The committee recommending that bill be considered by the full state Senate. Charges filed against the former chief of the Tishigan Fire Department after a nearly year-long investigation. 46-year-old Todd Bloom facing felony counts of theft, ID theft, and misconduct in public office. An initial court appearance is slated on September the 8th. He was fired from that position last December during a long-term investigation into missing money. And Crime Stoppers of Racine County and Sturtevant Police asking for the public's help in trying to find the man responsible for a burglary this past weekend of the Phillips 66 gas station at Durand Avenue and Willow Road, the same business robbed at knife point a few days earlier. Suspect in the break-in smashed the glass front door to gain entry, got away in a silver pickup truck, the man wearing a number 26 Denver Broncos jersey. Anybody with information, contact Sturtevant Police at 886-7208, Crime Stoppers of Racine County at 636-9330, www.racine.crimestoppersweb.com, or send a text message to crimes. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. You can get our newscast in podcast form. Look in the local news section at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.